Jaren Hall's kind enough to join us. Here, I'll give you that headset. Let you throw that on. We've had a chance to chat in the past, and Jaren, we've talked to Jacob Conover. We just talked to Baylor Romney. How do you keep that room light and friendly and supportive also when you're trying to get a job as well?
Yeah, I think it's having boundaries of when you're on the field, you're on the field, right? You're competing, yeah. and you're working to be the guy. But when you're off the field, you know, it's a team effort, and you do what you got to do to be on the same page and get everyone better.
I know that's probably the 10th time you've been asked that today. Oh, yeah. But I got to imagine, though, it's a fun battle, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And you guys bring out the best out of each other. This offense, a lot of people look at what you lost last year and think, okay, they're going to go backwards. But I think your offensive line is good. I love your wide receiver crew. Isaac Rex has really turned into a dynamic tight end. And then you've got a stud behind you with Tyler Allgeier. I mean, this offense looks to be loaded, man.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can never replace guys you lose completely, man. We had some studs that have played for us the last couple of years who really built this program to where it is now. You know, and you can't thank those guys enough who are now on playing in the league or moved on. But, you know, you have new guys that come in and bring different talents and abilities or guys coming back. So we're excited to get to work and continue the summer workouts and get into fall camp.
How much responsibility do you take on yourself to make sure guys are where they need to be when coaches can't be involved in the summer? Kind of work us through that process on what you try to do from a leadership standpoint to get things going.
I think, for one, you got to be able to do the work yourself, right? So people got to see that you're working. Otherwise, they're not going to buy in. And two, you got to have a group collective effort, right? Can't just be one guy. So, you know, you got your guys coming back who kind of come together. We make our own schedules for our player-run practices.
Yeah.
And for our workouts outside of what's organized for us by coaches. So it's just a group effort, being together through the summer, spending time together, and making sure we're on the same page come fall camp.
You miss baseball?
I do. Certain parts of it, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's part of my life growing up, so.
At what point did let's take it. I just want to go back a little bit on the life of Jaren Hall a little bit. So was baseball the first love? Or was it all was it football?
It kind of came together. I feel like football – oh, man, I don't remember the first ball I had in my hand.
Yeah.
I think it was probably a baseball, a football, and a basketball right there in the crib, man. I don't remember. It all just kind of comes together for one. I just love sports, you know what I mean?
Just wanted to compete.
Exactly.
Where do you bring that? Where does that competitiveness come from? Parents?
Parents, man. My brothers. I mean, first my mom and dad, they're so competitive together, man. It's pretty funny to see them. And then growing up with three brothers who play sports. You know, always fighting and arguing, playing. I think that's where it came from, is my family, man. We just love each other, but we're competitive.
So at the Hall House, whether it was a card game or turkey ball, it was probably going to be a
– man. Oh, yeah. Hey, it was all-out brawl until the little baby girl came at the end. You know,
she softened things up a little bit.
She whipped us into shape real quick, man. So, but it's fun. I love my family.
Is she an athlete, too?
She is. She plays soccer. She loves it. She's a little stud, so hopefully she keeps on with it.
What has it been like for you at BYU? As far as the school, everything that comes like, what's the BYU experience been like?
It's fun, man. I mean, you get the best education you're going to get, you know, in this part of the country. It pushes you, and then you add sports into it. Yeah. You get some of the best coaching in the country, man. And as you've seen from the last year, it's a high emphasis on being the best football player you can be. You know, every guy comes to the program, wants to play in the NFL, and that's what our coaches preach and push us towards. So football is great, makes me, you know, the best player I can be, and then school keeps you kind of level as well.
What from a quarterback standpoint, we talked about Tyler Allgeier a little bit, but how much of a safety blanket is it having James Empey in front of you?
I mean, James is a fool for football, man. He's the general up on the line. He gets everything straight. You know, I've had chances to sit down with him and talk over the line and his calls and other things, and it's amazing how quickly he processes information. And that's something that I think quarterbacks could take for granted, you know, is having a center that's able to do that, because it's so much pressure off of us. So it's fun to see him kind of work and do his thing.
With some of the changes in the offensive staff, but it's still, I mean, A-Rod's here. Aaron Roderick's been here forever, and his offense is so dynamic. Do you anticipate many changes, or is it just pretty much the same thing that you've had running for a while?
I think we're going to keep on rolling with what works.
Yeah.
You know, you've kind of seen that as the theme for our team. If something doesn't work, we move on, and if it does, we keep rolling. So we'll see what we have, you know, come September 4th.
Dealt with a couple injuries a couple years ago. Do you anticipate maybe changing your game at all to try to avoid any of those, or is just that's who you are and let's go?
I don't think, you know, the issue was kind of how I played my game. I think a lot of it was unlucky, you know, hits and other things. Concussions are tough to kind of prevent, but
yeah.
I think as a quarterback in general, there is this feel for, you know, understanding when to get down, when to not. And I think I have you know, enough awareness to do so. So I'm going to keep playing, keep making plays, but, you know, I'm going to understand that, you know, my body is not made of steel.
And, yeah.
And that's just the reality of football, but that's football in general, you know.
But I got to imagine as a competitor, because I think it's really easy for a lot of us, you know, talking heads who've never played at this level and never had that level of athleticism to say, well, he's got to protect his body. Yeah. But when you're an athlete and it's third and five and you see a lane and you've got an opportunity to get that first down, you're going to do whatever you can to get that first down.
Yeah. Yeah. And you learn to get, you know, ways to maneuver. If you're athletic enough, you find ways to keep your body safe, but still go get that first down. You know, it comes with experience and just a feel for the game in the moment. But yeah.
What's your relationship like with Aaron Roderick? I mean, not just as a coach, but as a personal standpoint, because I got to imagine having that relationship with your OC is incredibly
important. Absolutely. A-Rod's always, you know, putting us first. I've known him since high school when he recruited me at Utah. And, you know, he's made his way here to BYU, and we've met up. So it's been a relationship over many years. I think it's built on trust and an understanding that, you know, expect the best, you know, out of ourselves. And, you know, I don't have enough good things to say about Coach Rod.
So when he got that BYU job, you were probably pretty fired up about that then.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, hey, man, we're excited to see you in fall. We're excited to see what this offense looks like this year. And keep it rolling, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And, you know, I know you're going to get asked a lot more of the same questions.
That's okay.
Hopefully we'll try to squeeze in a few different ones for you.
It's all good.
All right. Jaren Hall right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, BYU Football Media Day.